Finally today, we're going to remember a man you might never have heard of, but you've almost certainly seen one of his movies. The world's Nina Porzucchi has his story.
He was the father, or grandfather, or really, I should say, great-grandfather of Hong Kong cinema, Run Run Shaw. He was a Hong Kong entertainment mogul, one half of Shaw Brothers Studio, and the head of Television Broadcast Limited. Shaw died this morning at the impressive age of 106. Quite a feat, considering that the kind of films he was famous for were, well, pretty violent.
We wouldn't have Chow Yun-fat today. We wouldn't have Andy Lau today. None of the big stars. I mean, the face of Hong Kong cinema would be completely unrecognizable without him.
James Marsh is a freelance film critic based in Hong Kong. And while Run Run Shaw is responsible for producing more than 1,000 films of all sorts, including Blade Runner, Marsh says what he's most famous for is sparking the kung fu craze of the 1970s. Run Run Shaw was born Shao Yifu in 1907 in China. He got his nickname from his father. It was a pun on the word rickshaw. At 19, Shaw traveled to Singapore with his brother Run Mi Shaw, where they opened up a chain of movie theaters. It was a pretty lucrative venture until the Japanese invaded in 1941 and took their film equipment. After the war, Run Run moved to Hong Kong to get in on the burgeoning film industry there. He and his brothers created Shaw Movie Town, a studio complex where actors lived and worked and cranked out film after film. In their heyday, nearly one a week.
Run Run Shaw was always very frank about the fact that, you know, he didn't really care about it as an art form as much as he cared about it as a business. You know, he saw it as a profitable enterprise, and martial arts is what the people wanted.
And indeed, Shaw had a keen sense for what people wanted. Aside from showcasing martial arts, his films often rehashed old Chinese folktales, as he explained to BBC reporter Alan Wicker in this 1960s documentary.
We have a history of 4,000 years, and most of the stories are known to Chinese. And we have to make those pictures according to those stories.
But these stories didn't only connect with Asian audiences.
The big crossover hits would be things like The One-Armed Swordsman or Come Drink With Me or The 36th Chamber of Shaolin. I mean, you only need to listen to a director like Quentin Tarantino or somebody like that to understand how influential and important these films were.
I was just so influenced by Hong Kong cinema. And to this day, I still think it's like the most invigorating cinema that's made in the world.
In fact, Tarantino put the Shaw Brothers SB logo in the opening credits for his film Kill Bill Volume 1. Just one of his many nods to Run Run Shaw's influence.
Without him and without the martial arts in cinema that he was able to bring to the forefront, we wouldn't have films like The Matrix. The style of fighting used in that film is pure Shaw Brothers. And was actually choreographed by Yuen Woo Ping, who's one of the directors who actually came up and worked his way up through the Shaw Brothers. He did The Matrix and then Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and then Kill Bill. And that pretty much blew the doors off Hong Kong cinema all over again and introduced it to a whole new generation.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you?
You know, for a second there, yeah, I kind of did.
Run Run Shaw was knighted in 1977. He even had an asteroid named after him. He died today at his home in Hong Kong. For The World, I'm Nina Porzucchi.